USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll meet Sunday with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken. They will be the first senior members of the Biden administration to visit Ukraine since the invasion began 2 months ago. His announcement comes as Russian forces attack a steel plant in Mariupol. The Kremlin says before the plant, it has captured the port city. Ukrainian officials say there are about 2,000 troops inside the plant, with civilians sheltering in an underground tunnel. Satellite photos from Maxar Technologies reveal what appears to be a second mass grave site near Mariupol that has prompted Ukrainian accusations that Russians are trying to conceal the slaughter of civilians in the city. There has been no response from the Kremlin about the photos. Wall Street closed Friday, continuing its losing ways for the year. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
French President Emmanuel Macron has the lead going into Sunday's runoff election over his rival Marine Le Pen. He would be the first French president in 2 decades to win a second term if successful. A Black Lives Matter activist in Memphis, Tennessee will not face charges that she illegally registered to vote. Shelby County prosecutors dropping charges against Pamela Moses, who was convicted last November and sentenced to prison this past January to 6 years. Moses sought a new trial in February, which was granted due to the Corrections Department not turning over a necessary document to prosecutors. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was hostile while testifying during a hearing on Friday to decide whether or not she is eligible to run for re-election. Voters in her district, using a rarely used section of the 14th Amendment, said Greene helped facilitate the January 6, 2021 insurrection, disrupting the certification of Joe Biden as winner of the 2020 election. Georgia's Secretary of State will ultimately make the decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You clean everything else in your house, why don't you clean the air? It's easy to do with an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. They're under $200 for a 3-pack. You can put one in the kitchen, you can put one in the living room, you can put one in that room that you know you always flush. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in my promo code CLASSIC3, and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com, discount code CLASSIC3, and you'll also get free shipping.
The civil trial in the case of a murdered University of Virginia lacrosse player is set to go on Monday. Yardley Love, killed more than a decade ago by her estranged boyfriend, George Hughley. Hughley, now halfway through a 23-year prison sentence, the civil suit filed by Love's mother is seeking more than $30 million in damages. Out west, crews are still battling a wildfire.
Fire officials in northern Arizona say a wildfire that's been raging out of control north of Flagstaff is now at least 3% contained. The tunnel fire has destroyed over 21,000 acres in the forest area, and over 2,000 residents are still evacuated. A fire chief working on the blaze says crews weren't ready for it because it's unusual to have a wildfire in mid-April, and that fire activity in Arizona usually doesn't start up until late May. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Texas National Guard member is missing after going to the Rio Grande to assist a migrant who was struggling to swim across the river. The woman made it about halfway when she appeared to begin going under. The guard member took off his jacket and jumped into the water. The woman did make it and was placed in custody by Border Patrol. The suspect in the shooting in Washington, D.C. was found dead by police. He was accused of shooting at residents in his neighborhood from his fifth-floor apartment. Investigators looking for a motive say it had a sniper-like setup. The four who were injured are all expected to survive. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.